mentioned that you feel communication and public notification and dialogue is really essential to the process of the business of the city council. How would you facilitate that from the dais? How would you, if you're on the council, how would you be framing that?
Well, I'm happy to say that through the Neighborhood Action Network, we've already made some progress in that sense. I don't know if anybody remembers the town hall meeting that took place in March 2009, but the main subject of that evening was public notification and participation. And through bringing this up and talking about it and making our suggestions, the development process has actually changed. So there are going to be more meetings between developers and residents early enough so that a developer hasn't shelled out a whole bunch of money only to get rejected. That's to say, when you're including the residents early along, not only do they have, are they heard, mm-hmm. one, and that always feels good when you're being heard and respected, they can make suggestions, and they can kind of give developers the heads up on, okay, these are going to be the contentious issues, this is what we need you to be careful of, because this is our community. And so we're changing this process. I feel very good about that. I think also, because I am on the advisory committee of, on redevelopment, that's also a possible forum for residents to come in, sit around a table with staff, with the committee members, and with developers to, in a very... in a very not quite so formal but still structured way, be able to dialogue so that we don't run into fights.
Repeating the mistakes of the past.
Exactly.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel every
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Great. So if you are sitting, let's say, April 2014, and you're looking back at what you've accomplished in the last 4 years, what is it that you're most pleased about? What is it that you're most proud of?
Okay, 2014, I see Culver City as a model of sustainability, which has helped our budget, which has brought in jobs, which has helped to save our planet and our ocean, which makes us an example to be followed by other communities, which gives our children a real future, and which gives our community a genuine boost of pride and burst of pride, because we'll know that we're doing the right thing. We know that we're on the side of progress, and we'll have been empowered through community to make our world a better place. And I think that this is so possible in Culver City because we're a small city, we're a dedicated city, and it just seems like we're at this exciting place in history where we can really make this happen.
Great. Thank you so much.